Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Hey, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, that always has been a very catchy phrase for me, and a phrase that kind of sort of just tell me it's all right to be cool. It's all right to be cool, and it's all right to be smart. So, parents, please pass that on to your young ones. Please pass that on to your children. As they prepare to go back to school, I know we got some kids that's going back to school, some young folks that's going back to school, I believe starting as early as tomorrow. And let them know. You've heard it here on Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coaching Parents Network, and it's okay to be cool. Make smart cool. You know, I wish that that particular phrase can catch on. And it can catch on just as if somebody just threw the words up there on social media and all the kids decide to gravitate towards it and just started, as they would call, the phrase went viral. How can we make that phrase go viral, parents? How can we make that phrase go viral? If we can make that phrase go viral, I think we'll be on to something. I think we'll really and truly be on to something. Because that phrase in itself is worth millions. It's worth millions. That phrase by itself can be something that can initiate a culture of young folks that will make an impact on our society that we will hear from generations to come. We will hear from generations to come. Making smart cool. So, if you want to join in on the conversation this evening, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. We're going to be talking about something that I think may have some interest. Just a little bit of interest, something we're talking about. We're talking about we're talking more about our kids coming off this here recruiting period. You know, during the whole month of July was a very heavy recruiting period in a number of sports. You know, one that really jumps out with me is AAU basketball, or should I say basketball? I'm not really necessarily going to tag it to AAU because, you know, the basketball circuit is out there. You know, now that the sneaker companies are heavily involved, you know, they're out there, they're doing their thing. And it's not necessarily solely an AAU thing. It's a, it is what it is. It's a opportunity for the coaches to get out and check out our young athletes. Now, one thing that I really and truly noticed, like I said, it's not necessarily a basketball thing. You now have the 7-on-7 programs going on. And in these 7-on-7 programs, you know, you have a number of tournaments and various things, and you have coaches out there attending some of those events as well. So it's always a big thing when we have opportunities to see our kids out there and they're playing and they're doing what they do and they're enjoying themselves as, you know, they continue on with their sport or the sport that they love. But not only talking about basketball, like I said earlier, let's look at it from a realistic standpoint. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about football, 7-on-7. We're talking about the many AAU tournaments or basketball tournaments that have been played around the country. And we're also talking about track and field, tracking on a new perspective. And a lot of young athletes has gravitated towards being a part of the track and field program. And believe it or not, there is a altogether different group of folks that's out there that's involved in track and field. So track and field is the new latest and greatest phenomenon that comes along, although it's been around for a number of years. But it's the latest and greatest thing that many of our young athletes are gravitating towards and drawing a lot of interest and coming out with some great success. So check them out. But, you know, one of my questions is this evening, is now that season is over, because the National Junior Olympics starts, I believe it started today or start tomorrow morning, and it'll run all the way through until next Saturday. But for the most part, the football is winding down because high school teams are starting to hit the field for their regular season coming up right around the corner. AAU is closing out its last tournament tonight as we speak, a number of places around the country. Matter of fact, there was quite a few tournaments that was even on TV over the last couple weeks. And, you know, as I sat back and I watched a number of those tournaments on television, if I didn't have an opportunity to get out there and actually check it out, I noticed it's a circus of entertainment. You know, you have a lot of our young kids out there that's out there and they're playing. And, you know, at the end of the day, only thing they really and truly want to do is have an opportunity to go to college. Go to college and play their particular sport. That's all they want to do. But you have all these other entities that's lined up behind them that have their own personal agenda. And we're talking about anybody from the sneaker industry to the other, you know, folks that's out there, the wannabe scouts, or should I say the street agents, who's out there trying to lure kids and convince kids that they need to go here, they need to go there. You know, they're all out there, and they're trying to convince our children that they need to go and play at this particular school. Well, parents, what I want to talk about this evening, now that you have went through that period, and for the most part, with the exception of track and field, the period's winding down, what's next? What is the next thing on your agenda that you need to do to make sure that your child is in the running? And what I mean by in the running, I simply mean by having the opportunity to get a look from some college coach. Draw the attention of one of the local college coaches or one of the college coaches that had the opportunity to attend that event. You know, what's next? Well, one thing I said throughout is, parents, you know, when you have a chance and your child is out there and they're playing, and they're heavily engaged, and they've been doing all this training and everything else over the last few months, the next opportunity would be to make sure that someone knows that your child was out there. And I was hoping, and I said it earlier during the season, before the season got really started and some of the kids were still in school, make sure, or you should have made sure, that as many coaches as you had opportunity to reach out to, you reached out to those coaches and sent them a copy of your child's schedule to make sure that they, whenever they had a chance to attend that gym or get into that gym, that they had a chance to get into that gym, see your child, and from there make sure, hey, let me stop over here and see what he or she is doing. So that was a big opportunity, big opportunity. If you missed that opportunity, then you may have missed the opportunity for your child to be seen. And we don't necessarily want to do that. We want to try to maximize every chance that we get for our child to be seen. So on that note, if you didn't get a chance to do that, what I would say over the next week or so, because now the coaches are going back to their respective schools, you may not hear from them in for a little while, but I would strongly encourage you to just simply sit down and put something together, just a little short email. And if you're not really sure of how to put one together, give me a call. Give me a call here on the air this evening. Or send me an email at pcphr@aol.com and just say, hey, I heard you on the Blog Talk Radio Show, Parents Coach the Parents Network, and I'm interested in trying to find out what I need to put in this letter. And I can put a little letter together for you to help you out to make sure that you're able to get the right information out to the coach and let the coach know your child is interested in their respective program. That's all we need to do. We need to just get that interest out there, make that initial contact. So this is something that we can really and truly buckle down and do over the next few days, parents, over the next few days. And if you can't do it, you don't have the time to do it because you have a very full schedule, I understand that. So what's the next option? Again, your child is available to do the very same thing. Your child is available to do the very same thing. What do they need to do? Just simply list that, hey, coach, my name is so-and-so, whatever your name is. You're interested in finding out more about their program. You've been interested in their program for a number of years now. Anything that pops up, but you want to make sure that you let them know that you did play over the summer. If you played over the summer, if you played on the 7-7 program for football, let them know that you played during that time period. If you played on a particular AAU team over the summer, let them know that you played with whatever school or whatever program. Just let them know that you was out there and you were heavily involved in putting that program, on the map. So you want that coach to know that. And, that coach may have some film or just may have just some basic information on that particular team or whatever. Or maybe looking at someone else on that team and then decide to reach out to you as well. So don't miss that opportunity. Don't miss that opportunity. Another thing that you can possibly do, reach out, coach, or you still have some time over the next week or so before a lot of you are back in school. I know some of you in some of the southern states are already going back as of tomorrow, but some of the ones that's not back in school yet, you still have that opportunity by getting out there and doing some unofficial visits. Get out there, talk to some of the coaches, walk around the campus, you know, let the coach know that you're still going to be, that you're still available. Now, let me say this. I need to make this perfectly clear. Parents, the athletes that I'm talking about right now, our children that I'm trying to get at this point across to now are the children that still has at least one full year of high school playing time left, at least one full year. Now, if that athlete doesn't have at least one full year of high school playing time left, then we have altogether different way that we need to approach the prospective coach. And if that's the case, then we really need to reach out to them altogether differently, because there's some things that we need to make sure that are perfectly clear before we decide to sit down and talk to them. But I'm talking to the athletes that have at least one full year left before they are actually scheduled to graduate from high school. So those are the athletes that I'm trying to reach and trying to communicate with right now. All right? So, like I was saying, you know, you want to reach out to the coach, send the coach a little short email, have some particulars in there. If you do have some video available, or even, you know, I would even go as far as copies of a stat sheet. You know, if your child, as long as those stats wasn't padded, but if your child was at a legitimate tournament and it just so happened you had the opportunity to get your hands on a stat sheet, you know, with the rebounds and points and assists and steals and blocks and all the things, all the particulars that a lot of coaches look at. And now you hear me talking. So the focus is on basketball. So if you have a chance to get your hands on the stat sheet, that will be also as well. That will be awesome as well. But if not, go with what you got. If you have some video, that's even better. As long as the video is done so that your child is highlighted in the video. Please do not, and I'm talking all the way across the board, every sport that we have out there, not unless your child is running in an individual race and you got the camera focused right on your child. Even if that's the case, you need to make sure that you can show the rest of the field in the event, as we're talking about track and field. You can show the rest of the field to show where your child is in perspective to how that race is being ran. Is your child in the front of the pack, the middle of the pack, or the back of the pack? Don't just focus on your child. Have a big old highlight footage of your child putting them down left over right all the way around and ever show the rest of the field. That's senseless video. Your child can run the 400 and run a 42 or 41. But if you're not showing the rest of the field, how do you know, how does that coach have proof of the actual, you know, time of that video? How does that coach have proof that your child really and truly ran a full 400? Understand what I'm saying? Okay. But even showing your child, I need you to figure out a way to highlight your child. Either put an arrow over the child's head or put a circle around them. Whoever your videographer is, the man behind the camera, or the lady behind the camera, the person, whoever you have behind the camera, make sure that that person is knowledgeable enough where they can highlight your child to the point of making sure your child stands out in that video footage. Okay? And if they can bring the perspective from a couple different angles, oh, that's even better. That's even better. So not necessarily the same play from a couple different angles, but just showing the game from a couple different angles, and that's even better. So you want to highlight your child, or you want to send some stats, or if you have a copy of an evaluation, your child went to a camp or a clinic, and the coach at that particular camp or clinic wrote an evaluation. You want to put that down. Folks, you don't want to miss this opportunity, though. But these are things that you need to get in play over the next week or so. Now, if you don't get those things in play, then next thing you want to do, you want to reach out to your coach, your high school coach, your prospective upcoming high school coach, and find out if he knows if any of these coaches are going to be in town over the next few months. And what I mean by that, normally right around the beginning of the football season, there's a lot of football coaches show up at the beginning of the school year. Normally right around that same time period, there's a lot of basketball coaches show up before the season starts, right about the beginning of the school year, September, October time period. There's no track and field in play at that time, so not even indoors going on, outdoors be later on in the year, but they would have just seen you in August if you were at one of the national meets, or would have seen you earlier on if you was at one of the national events. Football and basketball, which are the two major sports, of course, coaches will be out there September, October time period. Find out from your high school coach if he knows of any coach that's going to be in town. And if the coach is in town here to watch a workout, then guess what you want to do? You want to make sure that you have your child, or that your child makes that workout, gets with that high school coach, that prospective high school coach. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that coach is at your child's school. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about, because there's some of you that may be a little fuzzy on how all this unfolds. If your child goes to St. Mary's Catholic, but there's going to be a couple coaches that's coming to Piedmont High School, your child simply asked the coach over at Piedmont High School, "Hey, coach, I heard you got a workout coming up. Would it be okay if I come over to work out with some of your athletes?" That coach can either say yes, or that coach can say no. Either or. If he says yes, make sure you're there on time, ready to work out. Ain't going through no, got plenty of sleep the night before. You know, come there ready. If the workout is at 6 o'clock, then you need to be there before 6 o'clock. 5:55, you need to be there, ready to go. Don't come dragging in at 6:05, 6:10. 6:15, 6:25, because that college coach that's sitting in there that probably got there at 5:45 is probably saying, "Okay, well, who's this kid? He can be the best thing to walk into the gym, but he may be getting ready to go out the door because he's been sitting there for a while." So you don't want to do that. And on top of doing all that, because if you do, that puts yourself not in a very good situation, because if that coach does have some interest in you, oh, your time management really stinks round about now. Parents, please pass this on to your athlete. Their time management stinks if they come walking in that door late for a workout, because you're not going to be able to get away with that once you is part of that coach's program. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. If you need to be out on the field at 6 o'clock, don't come strolling up there at 6. You want to be up there at least a little warmed up, a little loose, ready to go. Because they're not necessarily going to give you a whole lot of time to do a big warm-up. If we're talking about football, they want to see what your mechanics look like. They want to see what your strength, your ability, your agility looks like. They ain't going to say, okay, well, go ahead and get you a couple laps in. Go ahead, let me see calisthenics. You know, let's get some plyometrics in. No, let's go straight into the workout. Let's see this young man on the sled. Let's see what he do on the shuttle. Let's see what he do on the 40 time. Can't come out there and say my muscles are cold. I ain't warm my body up yet. No, that's not going to work. That's not the way that goes. Parents, we got to make sure that they're ready. Like I said, this is a big recruiting month. Right now, the coaches are gathering all their thoughts, putting everything that they have together and sitting back and trying to figure out, you know, who are they going to seriously recruit. They've looked at a number of kids over the last few months. Like I said in the write-up, this period started late March, early April time frame. Go all the way through to the beginning of August. And now they're going back to the drawing board. A lot of coaches are set up, the same way. They have this huge whiteboard. They got a bunch of names up on the whiteboard. And each one of the coaches, starting from the head coach all the way down to, you know, all the assistants that they have, and sometime the director of men's basketball or director of operations may be part of that crew as well, if he's part of the recruiting staff. They all come in, and they'll give some feedback on what they've seen over the last few months. And then they'll start deciding who they're going to keep on the board, who they're going to get rid of, who they need to see more of, who they need to see in a different setting, who they need to see in their high school game. Because they may have seen you just at a camp or a clinic, like your mechanics, see that you have the potential. But what are you doing in game time? Put a little check mark by the name. Or they may say, well, you know, put him on tier two. You know, you may not be the first one they go after. You may be the second one they go after. If they can't get their first guy, they may come after the second guy. Because you got to remember, for every kid that's being looked at, every coach out there that has a kid on the board that he's looking at, guess what? Another coach is probably looking at that same athlete. And if that other coach gets that athlete before the game or the program that you're interested in, if that other coach gets them first, then guess what? You move up on the ladder. Your child moves up on the ladder, and that's a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. Well, folks, like I said, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I'm going to step away for a brief moment, give you just a little food for thought. You know, as always, I got to share a little something with you, a couple little promo pieces or infomercial pieces. Just to let you know who we are here on the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. I'm your host, M.A. Scott, and I'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
I hate AAU basketball. I'm going to leave it at that. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Because there's a lot of coaches that are exploiting these kids to try to get a payoff one day. You know, it's good in some sense, but a lot of these AAU coaches are in it for themselves. You know, I know for a fact my son playing on the AAU team, my ex-wife kind of got mad at me because I cursed the coach out. Because he was just in it to try to make his son better, and his son pretty much was the worst guy on the team. So I hate AAU basketball. I think it exploits these kids. I wish they would just do some other, like play baseball, another sport, so their bodies won't get worn down. That's why you see so many of these kids getting hurt so easily now, because they overwork. They're worn. I'm sorry. I'll get off that horse. I'm going to get off that soapbox now.
Well, folks, if you had a chance to listen to that little last piece there, that was former NBA champion Robert Horry. Robert Horry was just sharing his views on AAU basketball. And as you see, he wasn't holding too much back.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
At a small Catholic private school in an affluent neighborhood where kids get to go to trainers from third grade for a couple of hours a week. And I would say to parents, let your kids play. Let your kids have some fun. Don't make him just be a baseball, basketball, football player in the third grade. Give him the opportunity to go out and develop their whole being. Because when you cut them off from their whole being, and I got a chance to ride in with Coach Ursula, and we talked about a lot of different things. So it would be great if we could coach at an orphanage sometime. Say that out loud.
That could be the quote of the night right there.
I'd have to go back to what Pete said was, let them have a voice. Let them advocate for themselves, especially once they start getting to middle school and high school. Because right now, working with the athletes that I work with, and I talked to Ursula about this, and it may seem kind of off, but right now you've got the college coaches dealing with mom and dad over middle school issues. Let the kids talk for themselves. Ask them what they want to do and ask them what they like. And then ask them every so often what we said in the, what was said earlier. Are you having fun?
Well, you know, that's a very good piece that that I just shared with you. And, you know, the biggest thing I got out of that, and I wanted to share that, was, you know, the speaker highlighted the point of, and that's one of the prominent college coaches out there, the speaker highlighted the point of the athletes having fun. You know, that is, you can't put the price on how valuable that part is when your athlete is out there playing, if he or she is continuously having fun and constantly having fun when they're out there playing and they haven't gotten to the point where, you know, you've stressed them out so much where they think that playing a game is a household chore, you know, like you're making them take the trash out, scrub the floor, or whatever the case may be, and they're not really feeling all that. You know, if they think playing a game is a point where they're out having fun, then allow them to have that fun. You know, it is so important for our athletes to have fun, you know, while they're playing a game. I think they actually get more out of it if they're actually playing because of the simple fact that, you know, the simple fact that they are, they're doing it because they want to do it. They're not doing it because we're forcing their hand to do it. They're doing it because they want to do it. So, you know, as long as they're having fun, let them go out there and do it. Well, folks, you're listening here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, you know, I'm going to try to promise you a wonderful show, a show full of information, a show full of insight, a show full of information or things that make you want to say, Okay. Just want to make you want to say, You know, we're talking about here this evening, we're talking about coming off this heavy month of recruiting, whether or not we're talking about football, baseball, basketball, track and field, whatever, soccer, whatever sport. There was a number of coaches out over the summer looking at a number of athletes. You know, whether or not they were playing on a select soccer team, whether or not they were on a AAU or USA track and field program, or whether or not they were playing basketball or playing in a 7-on-7 football program, you know, just having the opportunity to get out there and see those athletes is what we like to hear about, what we like to hear about. So my question to the many of you is, what's next? What's next? You know, many of you are start getting that anxiety because, you know, here it is, you know, the tournament finished up last night, or the tournament finished up this morning, and here it is, the end of the first week in August, and you haven't heard anything, and you know your child has been out there, and your child was doing absolutely great. Your child was the man of all mans out there just making everything happen. Okay, patience, parents, patience. You're going to have an exercise, some patience, because if you don't, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And not only on top of all that, you're going to stress your child out. You are really going to put some pressure and stress on your child if you don't exercise some type of patience. That's why I'm sharing this information with you this evening, so that you get this information and you understand that you have to exercise some type of patience. You know, you can email the coach. Please do not start blowing the coach's phone up because the coach is not going to call you back. One thing I want you to do, I want you to take the time and look at your prospective recruiting calendar for this time period. Look at your prospective recruiting calendar for this time period. What do I mean by that? If you go to the NCAA's website, NCAA.org, and you do a search and you pull up the guide for college-bound student athletes, and I'll say it again, go to the NCAA's website, do a search for the guide for college-bound student athletes. Or you can go to the eligibilitycenter.org. Go to their website, which is an arm of the NCAA. Go go to eligibilitycenter.org, go to their website, and then you look up the guide for College Brown student athletes. Once you see that guide, you can just flip through the pages because it's an electronic copy right there on the site. Flip through the pages, recruiting calendar for your particular sport. And once you look at that recruiting calendar, then you'll know whether or not your child is in recruiting season, recruiting mode. To answer your question right off the bat, yes, your child should be in recruiting season. Okay. I don't think anyone is actually in a dead period. Well, dead period will probably start sometime this evening. But check out your recruiting calendar and just simply see where your child is at, where your child is at. And once you see where your child is at or where that time period is at, then you know whether or not you can move forward on reaching out to the coach or expect a call or plan to expect a call coming back from the coach. But please, if you reach out to the coach one time and he don't call you back right away, please do not make a fool of yourself and constantly continue to call him, because you may put yourself in a situation where you may not get a call back, and you don't want that to happen. You do not want that to happen. You want to put yourself in a situation where the coach feels free and feels open enough to give you a call or reach out to your child. More than likely, I'm going to tell you, parents, and this is what I really want to put that little bug in your ear at this particular moment. More than likely, and I want you to be very wise of this, okay? More than likely, the coach will reach out to your child before he reaches out to you. Sad to say, that's just the way it is. The coach will reach out to your child before he reaches out to you. Now, if for whatever strange reason or another, your child has placed your phone number on the majority of his or her applications, then your child may get an opportunity to, the phone calls may come into your phone. Other than that, all the calls will go into your child's phone. And if that's the case, hope that your child keeps you informed on who he or she is communicating with. Because I have to share this with you as well. These high school coaches are very, 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 very good at what they do. And and being good at what they do, I often say this, these guys are so skilled, and ladies as well. They can sell you the dough out of a biscuit without even breaking the crust. I like to look at them as used car salesmen. They can make that sale to your child, and we have to remember, the children that we are talking about are 16, 17, and 18 years old in some cases. Imagine a 16, 17, 18-year-old matching wits, and that's what it boils down to, matching wits with a skilled used car salesman. We see it all the time. Young folks will go to a car lot, they'll purchase a car, and by the time they get home, realize that that car is not the car that they wanted, or that car has so many other problems that they didn't detect while that car was on the lot. Could you imagine your child trying to match wits with that car salesman? Take that car salesman, give him another title as coach. Even more so, add in the factor of your child now wants to play on that particular team. So he or she may be a little bit gullible, on what that coach is saying. So as a result, they may be listening to and gravitating towards every little word that that coach is putting out there. Not good, not good, not good. That's why I often say, if you have the opportunity to the middle of those calls, or those calls come to your phone, and then you pass your phone off to your child so your child can speak with the coach. One, it's going to let the coach know that, hey, I have a limited amount of time that I'm going to be able to speak to this athlete because he or she is on mom or dad's phone. And mom or dad's phone, I'm not going to be able to tie it up all night long talking to this athlete. So as a result, my time is limited. And at the same time, it gives your child an out when he's tired of talking to the coach. The coach is not saying the right thing. He feels a little bit overwhelmed. You know, he or she feels a little bit overwhelmed. Now that gives them an out coming in. You know, if they took the phone initially, grabbed the phone, walked into another room, they'll come back to see you when they're ready to get off that phone and give you the look, oh, Dad, here, take the phone, get the phone, you know, because they're ready to get off the phone. So as a result, what you do, just kindly step in, use the kind words, all the great words that we have, great lubricants of life that we have learned to use and have used so eloquently over the years, use those words to kindly interrupt that phone call and then move on to bigger and better things. Give your child a chance to get that out and get off the phone without being rude or disrespectful to that coach. We can handle that for them. Not to say that we need to come off being rude or disrespectful. Just simply, we know how to be a little bit more diplomatic than our children do. Although we can teach them to be that way. But right now, I think we can handle that for them and do that in a very, very professional way where the coach will be glad to call back at a later date just to check in and see how things are going with your child. So, folks, you know, reaching out to the coach, when the coach gets to have a chance to give you a call, he'll give you a call. But know that around about the 15th of the month, there'll probably be a number of calls that will start popping up on the air and or popping up on your phone. And then from there, start entertaining the calls. Again, if the calls are coming into your phone, that gives your child an opportunity to, I'm going to be very honest with you, that also gives your child an opportunity to say whether or not he or she is ready to even talk to the coach at that point. It may take them some time to build up, you know, a little level of comfort to be able to talk to that coach. Now, if the coach calls directly to their phone, coach may catch them off guard. And you know the coach is going to be a fast-talking, smooth-talking, slick-mouth, used car salesman that's going to be able to get them points out and, as a result, your child will capture every word coming out of that coach's mouth. Because that's what they do. Not to bash coaches or bad-mouth coaches. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help you understand the process, help you understand how things go about, and as a result, make sure that when you are able to intervene, when you are able to help guide your child or steer them in a very nurturing way, you can do that. Even if the child has a bad conversation with the coach, you know, you can do that. Again, the season has just came to a close. Here we are at that witching hour where things are, you know, just about at that point of coaches starting to reach out to the athletes. And like I said, they'll be in the schools or they'll be around the area early September, well, late August, early September, October time frame, doing visits, coming out to watch workouts and all those various things. But right about the middle of August, phones will start blowing up. Coaches will start reaching out to athletes, trying to set up appointments for when they're going to come out. And if your child is a elite athlete, you know, as they would say back in the day when I came along, blue chipper. But if your child is an elite athlete, then he or she may have gotten some great indications over the last month or so of what coaches are really hot on recruiting them. And that's great. That's great. That's a good thing to know. And it'll all play out and work out for the best. But parents, I think we need to be well aware of the process. We need to be in tune to the point of if we need to guide our children, we can guide our children in a very positive way. Well, I see I got a couple of my favorite callers here on the line with us. If anybody else want to join in the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. You can join in on the conversation. But I see two of my callers, one from area code 512 and one from area code 973. I'm going to bring them on the line, see if they have anything they want to share with us this evening, because I believe these ladies have some great insight that they share with other parents also around the country. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network, area code 512. Hello? Hello? Area code 973.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
How you doing? Yeah.
Good evening.
I think good evening. I'm Jackie Gibbs from Mothers of Athletes, as you know, and you know, I think with some of the things that you have stated to our parents about the time that's coming ahead of them, it can be, you know, a very exciting time where your athletes are getting a lot of attention, but it does take you as a parent stepping in some time and being that mediator between your athlete and the college coaches because they're really doing their job and going after the next athletes that are going to help them and help their program. And you want to make sure that you're involved in every conversation, not meaning that you have to be the actual participant, but you know what the discussions were, what kind of questions are being asked of your athlete so that you can step in if it's something that you're not in agreement with or you think that the coaches are going too far or asking too personal of questions. So, yeah, I've had several athletes to go through it, and we do have our networking group, as you know, Michael, that talk about a lot of just issues, I don't want to call them issues, circumstances that moms of athletes or parents of athletes go through. And we just take a different perspective in looking at our role as mothers of athletes. So that's all I have for now, Mike.
And we thank you for joining in on the conversation. And I know you always had some great insight to share with us, so I just wanted to make sure that you had that moment to share it with us and just let parents know that I'm not the only one out here that's you know, that's talking about it. You know, other folks have gone through it and other folks have experienced it and realized the value that we as parents add to any part of our child's recruitment. You know, I can think back to a situation where I was on a unofficial visit with my son and we were walking to, I think we were walking to the chancellor's house or somewhere, wherever we were going on the campus, going to another building to see somebody. And two of the assistant coaches was walking with me. and the head coach was walking a couple steps behind me talking to my son. And as they were walking along, the assistant coaches, they were trying to entertain me and keep my attention and, you know, talk about all these other things that I really and truly had no interest on what they were talking about. Half the time, I don't think I heard what they were talking about because I was trying to listen to, as the children would say, I was ear hustling. So I was trying to listen to what the head coach was talking about, who was walking a couple steps behind me. What was he talking to my son about? You know, was he talking about academics? Was he talking about, you know, hey, checking out your grades? Was he talking about, you know, helping develop him into, continue to develop him into a great young man? You know, was he putting all those things in his head? Well, as I listened to that conversation, and I don't think I've ever shared this with you, Jackie, but the coach was talking about the rims on his car. He was talking about a CD that was getting ready to drop. He was talking about some other video or something like that that went viral. You know, he had all these other things that he was talking about other than staying on top of your grades, other than, you know, developing yourself, making sure that you get into the weight room or whatever, or, you know, strength and conditioning coach, working with him, taking that serious. All these other things. He was talking about videos and talking about videos and rims and albums and, you know, all these other crazy things. Nowadays, I guess kids talk about what sneakers are getting ready to come out, or what's the latest iPhone, or, you know, what's the latest Samsung Galaxy or Note or whatever else they got out there that they like to talk about. But I found that to be interesting, and that part told me that I need to stay engaged and stay on top of every conversation from that point forward.
I think, you know, sort of it's a time for that. If that's the first introduction that the coach has to the athlete, they want to really make a connection and show that they can be at their level and they know what's going on in their world at that time. So I personally wouldn't take offense to it if it's their first interaction or even their second interaction, because, you know, just as we in the business world, if we're trying to sell a product, we want to connect with the person that we're selling to first. And if it's on a personal level, that's even better, because then now we're both relaxed. And then I can kind of see where your mind is, what you're thinking, truly thinking about what I'm selling. So I think that's probably their approach. Let me let this athlete see me as a person first, and then let's talk about what I'm selling, my school, our academics, and everything. So I think it's appropriate maybe when it's an initial conversation or you haven't had several conversations. After that, they really should get into the meat of, here's our school, here's what we offer, here's how we do it. And not only to the athlete, especially to the parents.
I could go along with that if that was the initial conversation. But that coach had already been down to the high school. You know, we had seen him on a number of other cases, you know, and he was very familiar with this area where we live at because he grew up in that area. I'm about to let something out. And, you know, he had other family members from this area. So it wasn't like, you know, this was the first time we seen him. We probably seen him long before and knew more about him long before my son even got to the recruiting process. So it wasn't like, okay, hey, this is the first meet and greet or first opportunity, so I need to get you to loosen up a little bit, you know. And I understand that, you know, the marketing tactics and, you know, just get to the point of having the child get to the point where they're loosened up and they're, you know, willing to talk, and then, you know, you get to the, later on, you know, just talking about their program or whatever. But you know, me as a parent, you know, I'm thinking totally different. But I understand your point as well. Well, hello.
I'm still here, Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting ready to prepare to wind down, and I know y'all have a call. Well, no, you don't have a call coming up. You just had your call a couple weeks ago, correct? Mothers of Athletes.
We are Mothers. Yes, yeah. Just for those that are listening that are not familiar with who we are Mothers of Athletes. You can connect with us on mothersofathletes.org every third Sunday of the month. We just started back. We have open forums. We have discussions about pertaining to our athletes. And it's not just basketball. It's football. It's all sports. So I do invite you all to join us.
All right. We thank you. And I'll keep everyone posted on, you know, when your next call is coming up as well.
Awesome.
Well, folks, you know, we've been on for a good little while now. We've been on for a great hour, and hopefully I've shared some information with you that caused you to think a little bit, and you also heard some other insight from another parent, basically getting an understanding of, you know, this recruiting process and what our children are faced with. Our children are faced with this situation day in and day out. And if your child is not one of those elite athletes, okay, they may not receive as much attention, and you may have to do a little bit more of reaching out to the coaches and following up and initiating the conversation just to get the ball started. But remember this, and I need to leave this point with you. At no point in time, please do not ever burn that bridge or dismiss one of the coaches during the time period that you're talking to them. I say that in all sincerity, and I'm saying this from experience because I end up having to separate myself from one of the situations where I had some interaction with one of the coaches and I didn't feel as though the coach was appropriate. So I had to make sure that I was just point of making sure that my child wasn't going to go to that school as long as that coach or teacher at that school, because I didn't think he conducted himself in the right manner. But that's all together. That's a different story, folks. But, hey, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. I'm M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be posting some more information on our Facebook page later on in the week about what we're going to talk about next Sunday, same time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there. Hopefully you can join us and join in on the conversation as well. So until then, hey, you have a great evening and an enjoyable work week. I'm your host, Mr. Keith Wright, is going to take us out with my favorite song as soon as I come to it. Where you at, Keith? Because I need you to take us out because folks may not understand what the college experience is all about. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just